covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
It is entertaining to watch Hollywood tear itself apart, isn't it? And their circular firing squad. Hashtag, I have not been groped by Ben Affleck, just so we're clear on that. Ben Affleck comes out and James Harvey Weinstein, dirty Harvey Weinstein, and then next thing you know, he's groveling for forgiveness because he groped somebody in 2003. I mean, shut up. What is wrong with you people? You know, we don't care about your dirty laundry being aired all. I mean, they think that they are the most important thing in the world. Nothing else matters except what they did. And they, you know, grabbed somebody inappropriately or they did this or that. You know, Weinstein's going to go to prison probably because, well, I say that based on all the rape accusations coming out. It's entirely plausible. If anybody can come out and say, I'm a rape victim, and it happened sometime in the last few years. The Boy Scouts will no longer just be Boy Scouts anymore, if you didn't know. No, they're taking girls now. Why wouldn't they? Just another American institution up in flames. Girls will be allowed to become Cub Scouts and earn the coveted rank of Eagle Scout as well. We believe it is critical to evolve how our programs meet the needs of families interested in positive and lifelong experiences for their children. What about the Girl Scouts? And what about the fact that Boy Scouts are supposed to help boys grow into good, solid young men? Of course, being a man anymore is borderline illegal. Yeah, toxic masculinity is what they call it. In fact, Justin Trudeau, the metrosexual man who leads Canada, he was talking about toxic masculinity just recently. Too much of that toxic masculinity, too much of that testosterone out there, too much of those good young men, because we'll have none of that. No, we want men that are just actually slightly more, that we want feminized men in America, apparently. Newsflash, just so I make this clear again, people love it when I point this out. Testicles are not a hate group. Hashtag, testicles are not a hate group. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very much. All right, so Donald Trump, the president, out on a throwing gas on the fire errand yesterday. And why does he always tweet after I'm off the air? All the good stuff. He goes on his rants, his mid-morning rants, which are some of the best. Dear Mr. President, hashtag wait for Gruber. Anyhow, President Trump Wednesday forcefully denied an NBC News report that he asked to dramatically expand the U.S. nuclear arsenal. By the way, Secretary of Defense Mattis also said it was a complete bogus story, no foundation. NBC reported he wanted to make it larger by 10 times. So the president tweeted this out, fake at NBC News, made up story that I wanted a tenfold increase in our U.S. nuclear arsenal. Pure fiction, made to demean NBC equals CNN. In a subsequent tweet, the president wrote, with all the fake news coming out of NBC and the networks, at what point is it appropriate to challenge their license? Bad for country. Now, obviously, I am a defender of the free press. I am a defender of the First Amendment. So I don't endorse that sort of an idea to tear down the First Amendment or the press. But clearly, if NBC's out there putting out stories that just aren't true, and stories that are damaging, that just, about nuclear arsenals and the president wanting 10 times the nuclear capability, that is reckless at a level that is, let me use their term, unprecedented in American journalism. A recklessness that is unprecedented in American journalism. Later in the evening, the president was on television talking about a whole host of things. He focused once again on the Democrats' desperate need to find a cause for Hillary Clinton losing. Take a listen. Here it is.
Russia was an excuse used by the Democrats when they lost the election. They said they lost the election. They sat in a room and they said, wow, we look bad. The morning after, in fact, it's been written about, I guess, in various books or a book. But they said, why did you lose the election? They said, it was Russia. Russia. It wasn't Russia. It was a bad candidate. It was a candidate that didn't go to Wisconsin and Michigan like they should have.
He's right about that. By the way, earlier in the day, his comments about the fake news with NBC, that was right next to Justin Trudeau. I wonder if Justin Trudeau is intimidated by the level of toxic masculinity or whatever in the room when Donald Trump was there, because clearly Donald Trump not afraid to be whatever he is. I'm just throwing that out there. By the way, on another front involving politics and politicians, conservatives, many conservatives, this one included, are demanding that Mitch McConnell step down as Senate GOP leader. The leaders of several groups called Wednesday for Mitch McConnell to step down as the majority leader, arguing that the Kentucky Republican and the rest of his team should be ousted from their posts because they have not implemented the conservative agenda they promised. In fact, they've done worse. They've blocked it. They have blocked the agenda of the president. These calls come from groups like Freedom Works, the Tea Party Patriots for America, and others saying, enough, get out of the way. And I'm telling you, it's not the Democrats that are thwarting the president's agenda that he promised when he ran. It's the Republicans that are blocking the agenda. Not only that the president ran on, but that most of them ran on as well. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, we're going to talk about the economy with Stephen Moore, the senior economics contributor from Freedom Works. Sit tight. We'll be right back.